మేధాం మే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధాం మే అశ్వినావుభౌ ఆధతాం పుష్కరస్రజాః ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వా ప్రాణశక్షుస్రోత్రమధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు అనిరాకరణమస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శం నో మిత్రశం వరుణః శం నో భవత్వరిహమాం శం నయంద్రో బృహస్పతిః శం నో విష్ణురుక్రమః నమో బ్రహ్మణే నమస్తే వాయో త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి త్వామేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి హరితం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సహనాభవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్సు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం గురుబ్రహ్మా గురుర్విష్ణు గురుర్దేవో మహేశ్వరః గురు సాక్షాత్ పరం బ్రహ్మ తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. హ్యాపీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ who are spread over South America, North America, Europe, India and New Zealand and many other places which are not listed in a regular manner. Today is a very auspicious day. It being 1st August, a Saturday, and also the 13th ascending moon phase in Leo, many factors cluster together to inaugurate an event which would be a global feature on every Saturday. It gives me great pleasure that the World Teacher Trust, which was founded in 1971 in the month of November on the 18th day during a Thursday, has gradually grown over years to be global, and we have groups right from down South America, all over here, to North of America in California. We have groups in Europe, we have groups everywhere who are deeply inclined to relate to the wisdom teachings of the hierarchy, align with them, and grow in their consciousness. The World Teacher Trust stands for synthesis. It includes and synthesizes wisdom that has been propounded on the planet by the great masters of wisdom, whose age cannot be gauged. The humanity knows hardly 2 to 3 thousand years of human history, while the Puranas trace the history to very ancient most times. Madam Blavatsky tells us that this humanity on this planet has come to be 18 million years ago, and that they are all transported from earlier planet, which today functions as our satellite moon. Puranas also speak of the same. And the teachers have ever been there from 18 million years on this planet, and the very Lord of the planet decided to descend, which is a great sacrifice, take to a farm and live in Shambhala as early as 18 million years ago, which cannot be gauged by any religious system. It is Madam Blavatsky, through her teachings in sacred doctrine, and Master Jalko, through Madam Alice Bailey, revealed for the first time that the Lord Sanat Kumara, who is the image of God on the planet, made a great sacrifice to be in the second ether of this earth and guide this humanity. He also brought with him his colleagues, who are 6 in number. Together they are 7, and they constitute the original founding members of the hierarchy. Ever since that time, this humanity is guided at different times in different places according to the need and according to the growth of this humanity. The World Teacher Trust has become a platform where the teachings of all ancient ones are all being taught, right from Vedic hymns to Puranic symbolism, as also the Vedic astrology to modern esoteric spiritual astrology. It includes the Mayan system, it includes the Chaldean system, it includes the Egyptian system of theology, it includes the Jewish system. All is included, nothing is excluded, and all is synthesized to make one grand understanding of the truth. And in that process, we as students are growing in our comprehension and increasing our horizons. The religious horizons are too narrow, truth is beyond religion and extends beyond all concepts. So to perceive the truth, a great effort is being made by various groups spread all over the globe with the platform of the World Teacher Trust, which has its prelude in Arcane School, Lucy's Trust, and also in the Agni Yoga Society, has also the teachings of Madame Blavatsky, besides the most sacred scriptures of the world, culminating into Vedas and Puranas, varied symbolism is taught, and God is never seen as a person. God is seen as energy in the World Teacher Trust. The energy expresses, and it has its patterns, it has its laws, it has its periodicities for involution and evolution, it has its time cycles, it has its manifold unfoldments. This is how we try to understand the energy of God more than trying to understand a God in a form with a name. A God with a name and a form is not denied, but it served a purpose, and what is relevant for us is the eternal energy. The eternal energy alternatingly manifests. It manifests and demanifests. It has its patterns. It has its laws. It has its cycles. All these have to be understood to understand what we call God is. God is neither male nor is he female. For want of language, we say God as he or she, but the abstract wisdom says God as that or as it. It or that, which is beyond, manifests as two and then develops the third. That's how the first trinity happens. Through the trinity, the sevenfold creation happens. So these patterns of manifestation and patterns of demanifestation, their time cycles, their periodicities, are what is aimed to be understood in the name of knowledge. And trying to align with those patterns enable us to transform that knowledge into wisdom and live in alignment with God. We are all made in the image and likeness of God, and when we align ourselves with the various laws and the patterns by which God is manifest, we also experience the unlimited dimension of the divine and rejoice such unlimitedness. We have reduced our horizons to our individual lives, and we try to improve our horizons by way of our family, friends and relatives. We further improve our horizons, our playing field, to areas where we function through our profession, through our social activity, and through our spiritual activity. Yet, all that we do has a horizon, meaning a circumscription with us as the center. But then the divine has no circumference and hence has no center. Where there is no center, there is no circumference. Therefore, neither center nor circumference, it is all permeating energy into which we step in and thereby enjoy that unlimitedness. Unlimitedness is what causes fulfillment to the beings. Therefore, World Teacher Trust includes all theologies, includes all teachings and sees how each teaching fits at a particular point of time, from infancy to adulthood. As man grows, he keeps on forming certain understanding, and he keeps on changing his own understanding as his comprehension grows. We are all expected to work out on a daily basis an improvement in our comprehension, thereby increasing the vistas of our horizons. A horizon is better seen from the peak of a mountain. It's a large horizon you find. A horizon that you see from where you stand upon the land may not be that far and distant as the horizon you see when you get onto the peak of the mountain. And the horizon is even far bigger when you are on flight, which is about, say, 30,000 feet above the sea level. So the horizons relating to our understanding, as much as they grow, so much you feel fulfilled. By knowing and experiencing, man fulfills. And he limits his experience by virtue of his not learning. He condenses himself into a being which is rigid, which is not capable of further contemplation and further expansion of consciousness. What we call God is an omnipresent energy. It's everywhere. It's not that it is somewhere and it is not in other place. It is not only in the church. It is not only in the temple. It is not only in a mosque. It is not only in our worship places. It is permeating all over. Its presence is all over. It's a matter of your comprehension and alignment with that as omnipresence. The aligned one has no particular place to worship, because it is in him and around him. That presence has to be inculcated. When you have the right understanding of the energy of God in preference to a form of God, you get this right understanding. God is omnipresence. That's it. It's an energy. And it is omniscient. It means there is nothing that it does not know. When you relate to something which does not know, anything which has no state of not knowing, by your relation with that, your knowledge also keeps growing. As you relate, so you grow. So also it is omnipotent. Your potency or your ability can also be improved upon when you relate to the omnipotent one. Your knowledge keeps on expanding, and the related comprehension also expands when you relate to God, who is omniscient. And then when you relate to the God as energy which is omnipresent, you feel God anywhere, everywhere, and in every situation. Even when you drink a glass of water, you can be in their presence. When you eat a piece of bread, you can be in their presence. When you speak, you can be in their presence. When you interact, you can be in their presence. This dimension is what Waldechatras basically emphasizes, so that we come out of our own limitation of understanding of God, which we normally limit to a form, and also give a name to it and limit ourselves only to that name. This is where the religions have done some good work, but yet caused a great limitation. Satyan Nasti Paro Dharmaha is the slogan coming from Veda, which Madame Blavatsky picked up and gave it as a slogan to Theosophical Society. It means no religion is higher than truth. No religion is higher than truth. Truth prevails, and within truth, the religions are various fragments that are stuck together as different expressions. but the truth is one. So world consciousness tries to look to that canvas in which all fragments of truth can be gathered and appropriately arranged in a manner that one gets a totality of picture and relates that energy. If you see the teachings of Madame Blavatsky, she speaks of the law of alternation, which functions not only from the point of creation and dissolution, but also from the point of a day and a night. There is a beginning and there is, every beginning has its ending. And every ending has again its beginning. It is the law of alternation which functions with each one of us in the minutest act as also in the grandest dimension of the creation. Likewise, there are laws of pulsation. We all pulsate. Madame Blavatsky says in Secret Doctrine that the space pulsates. You know why space pulsates? When one becomes two, the two have natural attraction towards each other, as also repulsion. They became two to build something. So therefore there is a repulsion by which one became two. And then there is a natural innate attraction towards each other. That's why there is the law of attraction and repulsion that has come to be. The law of synthesis, when it is all one, it is called the law of synthesis. It has come down as the law of attraction and repulsion. We are attracted to divert and then again we get back into our own original being. And that functions in us even as our inhalation and exhalation. One works counter to the other. It also functions in us as pulsation, as a centripetal and centrifugal energy. This kind of alignment with God has opened many more dimensions to initiate than worshipping an idol or a deity and limiting to that the qualities of that deity. The universe itself is the form of God according to the Veda. The universe itself is the form of God according to the Veda. Visvam Vishnuhu, that's what it says. Visvam Vishnur Vashatkaro, like that Vishnu Sahasranama starts. God made man in his own image and likeness is what Bible says. So we have to align with the energy of God which has triple quality, which is seen as the Holy Triad, the Omniscient One, the Omnipresent One and Omnipotent One, which are seen as the will of God, the knowledge of God and then the light of God. This is how it is said. So we think of God as a person, but in true sense we should shift our thinking of God from being a person to an energy. It's important that the World Teacher Trust groups honor the forms of God as they may exist all over the planet. The World Teacher Trust may also honor all the forms of the masters through whom the wisdom has come. But through the forms of the masters, through the forms of the various deities, what we relate to is to that one energy which has the essential three qualities of omniscience, omnipresence and omnipotence. That's what Master Jwalkul gave out in his great invocation. From the center where the will of God is known, from the center where the love of God is known, from the center where the light of God is known. Like that he went on saying it's one as three. One as three is fundamental as male, female. Male, female give birth to the third, which is called the sun or the creation, which is developed by virtue of the male-female interaction. So thus there is the law of synthesis happening into law of attraction, repulsion, and then the whole universe is formed, and the form causes limitation and develops what is called the law of economy. The law of economy. ది లా ఆఫ్ ఎకానమీ ఈజ్ ఎ లిమిటేషన్ బికాజ్ వీ సీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ లిమిటెడ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ వాట్ దే హ్యావ్ ఈజ్ లిమిటెడ్ బట్ సిన్స్ దే ఆర్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ బీయింగ్స్ అన్లిమిటెడ్నెస్ వుడ్ హ్యాపెన్ త్రూ దెమ్ అండ్ కంటిన్యూటీ కెన్ బి ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ బ్రింగ్స్ a bag of rice to his house when the family members eat away that rice bag in a certain number of days the rice bag is exhausted but people know that when once one rice bag is exhausted even before it is exhausted another rice bag will come into the house how by virtue of the work that they do and the with the support of life, they bring in another bag, another bag, another bag. Same theology when you apply to planets. Before a planet disintegrates and disappears, another planet comes. Before that planet disintegrates and disappears, another planet comes. This is how globe chains are explained by Madame Blavatsky. Globe after globe, it keeps on coming until the duration of this creation. Do we not see the Son coming out of the Father and continuing the work of the Father? Do we not see the student happening from the teacher and later continuing the work of the teacher as a teacher? Teacher-student relationship, father-son relationship is a continuity that we see in life. We too, having taken to a form, eventually may get out of this form as this form gets disintegrated or decayed. But we continue. This knowledge is important. Nothing is limited in creation, and if you propose limitation, it works on you. As much as you limit, it is there. Sky is the limit for man, because man is an image of God and is therefore eternal. He's as much Sanatana as the God energy itself, because the essence of man is divine. So this unlimitedness is what we are driving at from being a limited state. The very thought of initiations, which are so glamoured off these days, the word initiation is full of glamour among students of spirituality. Initiation is nothing but a gradual improvement of one's own comprehension into unlimitedness. That's all. From a limited state, you keep on growing your awareness and your consciousness into higher state and higher state and higher state, and continue to experience the whole tree of life, which extends beyond seven planes. It extends beyond seven planes into the loka of the third logos, which we call Satyaloka. And then the loka of second logos, which we call Vaikuntha, and then it further extends to the loka which we call Kailasha, or the first logos, 7 + 3 = 10, and even beyond it is there. It's a matter of your improving your comprehension, gaining the related experience, and assuring yourself that you are as much eternal as the energy of God. That's where the key to immortality is there. We do not on a daily basis think that we die, do we think? We don't live every day thinking that we die. Death will come. We don't think of death so often because we do not really die. That's why Seer says, you do not really die, but if you keep thinking of death, it happens to you. Death is nothing but a transition into higher state of awareness. You move into a higher state of awareness. From there you see better, you experience better, you feel the light better. That's how you have various planes of existence. Purusha Sukta says, that which is visible is 1/4, and that which is invisible and divine is 3/4. You move into that. And that is immortal. That is immortal. An insect on a leaf upon a tree, imagine a huge tree of life upon which we as human beings or any being is like an insect on a leaf. ఫర్ దట్ ఇన్సెక్ట్ ది వరల్డ్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ది లీఫ్ ఆన్ విచ్ ఇట్ రిసైడ్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది లీఫ్ విచ్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ ది రూఫ్ టు ఇట్. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ దీస్ టూ లీవ్స్ ఇట్ థింక్స్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్. బట్ ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ యాజ్ ఇట్ క్రీప్స్ ఓవర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లీఫ్ టు ది స్టాక్ అండ్ మూవ్ టు ది అనదర్ లీఫ్, ఇట్ సీస్ అనదర్ రూఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ అనదర్ రూఫ్ అండ్ అనదర్ రూఫ్ అనదర్ రూఫ్ అనదర్ రూఫ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ ది వన్ ఇన్ ది గ్రౌండ్ ఫ్లోర్ దిస్ ఫ్లోర్ ఆన్ విచ్ వీఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ ఈజ్ ది రూఫ్. టు దిస్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ యాజ్ ఫ్లోర్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ది రూఫ్. బట్ దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఏ ఫ్లోర్ ఫర్ ది వన్ హూ లివ్స్ ఆన్ దట్ రూఫ్, ఈజన్ ఇట్? సో ఈజ్ ఇట్ నాట్ చేంజింగ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ బీనెస్? అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ బీనెస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ ది బేస్, వాట్ యు కాల్ ది రూఫ్, దే చేంజ్. వాట్ వీ కాల్ నార్త్ పోల్ ఈజ్ నార్త్ పోల్ టు దిస్ పోల్స్ ఎర్త్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ సౌత్ పోల్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్. వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ సౌత్ పోల్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ నార్త్ పోల్ టు ది ప్లానెట్. బట్ దిస్ నార్త్ పోల్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ఎ సౌత్ పోల్ టు ది సౌత్ పోల్ ఆన్ శుక్ర ఆర్ ది ప్లానెట్ వీనస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు స్క్రిప్చర్స్. దిస్ ప్లానెట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ వీనస్ యాజ్ వి నో ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టోరీస్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ఎస్ట్రాలజీ ఆర్ స్టోరీస్ రిలేటింగ్ టు పురాణ దట్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ బర్త్ టు బై ది ప్లానెట్ వీనస్. Venus is the mother of this earth, though out of ignorance it is called younger sister. This is how Madam Blavatsky writes in Sacred Art. Purana speak how from out of Sukra this earth has come. So when there is a mother and a daughter, the daughter is daughter to the mother, but that mother itself is a daughter to some other mother, isn't it? Every father is a son to his father. So likewise, there are states of awareness. You are there, your father is there, your grandfather is there, your great-grandfather is there. This is the hierarchy of the family. Likewise, your teacher is there, your teacher's teacher is there, your teacher's teacher is there. It goes on, it's a hierarchy, it's a ladder. Likewise, this plane of existence is there. Beyond this, there is the plane of force. Beyond this, there is the plane of consciousness, which details into several planes. So as you keep on moving, your horizons improve. And that is what we call initiation. Initiations are not some mystical procedures which are conducted in a very poetic way by some teachers to some students. It's not like that. It's an urge to know. That is the basis for this growing comprehension. That's why in yoga also they say, yoga is for those who have fiery aspiration. Fiery aspiration, tapana, tapas. The urge to know has to be like fire. When you have this urge to know, you keep on knowing. And there are persons who can also try to know about the stars in the sky. There are so many innumerable stars and they all shed their energies onto the solar system and from solar system to our planets and to our earth. There is endless knowledge into which you move and then you get delocalized and gain better comprehension. And from that standpoint of view, this very life that you live in the mundane world is seen as so completely limited. It reduces. And its importance in you also reduces. It's okay, it's a routine thing. I'll just attend to it because I have to attend to it. To us, routine itself becomes a huge thing when we haven't grown in our awareness. To wake up, to get clean, to have breakfast, to do a little work, to have lunch, to do a little work, and then again eat. And then so this itself is a huge thing for men of little comprehension. But for men of wisdom, there is a vertical alignment and horizontal integration. That's the beauty. See, a man of wisdom he continues to integrate with all that is surrounding him. He continues to integrate. He integrates to the left, to the right, to before and to the behind. He integrates with all the beings around him, not only humans but also animals and trees. He integrates with the five elements. When you have that kind of inclination to integrate with horizontals and inclination to align with the verticals, then you grow vertically, you grow horizontally, and the initiation is a continuous process. Just like a tree continuously grows from being a sapling, it is growing on a daily basis, minute to minute basis, or even second to second basis. There are transformations in it. A tree grows like that. The human body also grows like that over years, later decays. In nature, there is what is called the principle of growth. So why can't you grow in terms of your consciousness? Why do you restrict your consciousness and limit it, define it, concretize it, and say there is no other way? That is what happens to man. Man can crystallize himself. Man can cause expansion to himself according to his own inclination. Therefore, the teachers of wisdom at all times try to guide humanity, which is tending to concretize. To concretize is one thing, to expand is another thing. These two form the two parts of one law, which we call the law of alternation. We keep learning and we keep consolidating that learning by way of action. And then again we continue to learn, again consolidate it. Just like when you build a wall of bricks, you set a brick and then set certain cement and set another brick. You don't build the whole wall in one day because you would like that the wall is consolidated and stands for some time to come. Likewise, consolidation and expansion. These are the two dimensions of the law. But if one settles with consolidation, he does not grow. Growth is what is planned. Growth of what? Growth of consciousness, growth of awareness. This is what is planned by any organization where the ancient teachings are imparted. The import is that I shall submit myself to the laws as they exist in the universe and then align with them, learn and grow. We learn to change. When we do not change, it means we are not learning. We learn to change, we learn to grow, and that growth has to be in terms of consciousness, not a growth in terms of just body. The body has a time limit for its growth. According to the scriptures, it is defined as 34 years and some 8 months and 7 days, something like that. It's called Ezekiel's wheel in Bible. And in Sanskrit literature, a body is said to be a deha, meaning it keeps on growing up to a point. That is around 34 and odd years. Thereafter it ceases to grow, and further after it ceases to wear out, depreciate, decay and wear out. That's where it is called sarira. So there is what is called deha, there is sarira. When you are in that part of the story of the body, where it is decaying or disintegrating, you should be ready to look for another form, isn't it? When your vehicle, which you are using over years, when you know that it is giving troubles, don't you think of another vehicle? If you don't think of another vehicle, you are not wise. When a vehicle is frequently giving troubles, what does the owner of the vehicle do? He thinks of another vehicle to start with. He tries to find out which vehicle is suitable to him to continue his journey. So is the case with the body, that when you are, it is in that curve of retracing are retreating, you should also think of another form and an ideal place to live, an ideal group to live. It can be an ideal place, ideal group, even ideal plane of existence. You have to plan. Don't we plan our retirement? When we retire, we move to our native place, we try to build something even before, so that on retirement we can move on there. Change is constant in nature, and we also have to align with this change by keeping our consciousness in such a supple and malleable state that it adapts to this change as time brings in. And time always brings in the related changes. Time is not as such seen, but the changes indicate that it comes through time, and we have to adapt by aligning to the changing times. Are we not adapting to the pandemic as it has come to us in the beginning of this year, and slowly we are getting accustomed to it? Life moves on. Life never stops. It keeps on moving. It keeps on moving even with beyond this form. And you should know that you can be without form and with form. Because the original, whom we call the divine, he is without form and with form. God as energy is eternal. He takes two forms and then he moves out of forms. We too take two form and move out of form. Let us relate to the divine qualities, because we have emerged from the divine. Mamaivamsho jivaloke, that's how Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, you have all come out of me. So as much as I am eternal, you are also eternal. But the problem with you is you think you are your form. I think I am the energy and I can take to your form. Water can take to the form of an ice block. Ice block is not permanent, water is permanent. Water exists not only on earth, water exists in all the planes up to Narayana Loka, which is said to be the ultimate, isn't it? Narayana means the one that presides over the movement of waters. And then we are Naras, embodiment of waters. What are these waters? These waters are called life, and they move in ripples called pulsations. Life moves in pulsations. And along with life, awareness also moves. So we have come down from the divine as a pulsating unit of awareness. Every soul, every being is defined in the scripture as a pulsating soul of awareness. Spandanatmaka Chaitanya, that's how in Sanskrit. We keep on pulsating. Don't think you lose your pulsation when you come out of this body. You continue with pulsation. You continue with pulsation, and you have, when you come out of the body, you are in the subtle body with subtle pulsation. And then you move out of the subtle body, you are still there with causal pulsation and causal body. Sushma Sarira, Karana Sarira, likewise Bhagavata Sarira, Dharma Sarira, Antakarana Sarira, so many Sariras. There are layers and layers of bodies, all function with the pulsating principle. Life is the connecting principle between the awareness that you are and the body that you have. Between your body and yourself, the link is the life principle. When you move out, the life principle also moves with you. It doesn't stay with the form. When the life principle moves, the awareness principle also moves. The body remains and disintegrates. Before it disintegrates, in the east, we cremate. In the west, they bury. It's a different story. But what we have to know is, we are a double principle of pulsating awareness, meaning it's a unit of awareness with life. సో ఇట్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ పల్సేటింగ్ వెదర్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఆర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ బాడీ అంటిల్ యూ మర్జ్ ఇన్ ది అల్టిమేట్. దట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది క్రియేషన్ గెట్స్ ఇన్ టు డిజల్యూషన్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది డైమెన్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ అలైన్ అవర్ సెల్స్. డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లైండ్ బిలీఫ్ అండ్ సూపర్స్టిషియస్ సిస్టమ్ అండ్ దెన్ బిల్డ్ యువర్ ఓన్ వర్షిప్స్ సీకింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ అండ్ విత్ ఆల్ ది సో కాల్డ్ థీస్ ఆర్ సకర్స్. They keep on sucking from that which we call the God energy. It's like the son sucking the father all the time, sulking the father all the time. How would the father feel of a son who keeps on sulking him and sucking him all the time? He would like you to be self-reliant and even self-supporting and support the very system which is built by him. That's where a father is. Sees his son is grown, isn't it? Therefore, the system of religions that we have all over the planet, they have caused an illusion to the beings that you have a magic lamp to which you can relate to fulfill your mundane desires, which is a doctrine of ignorance. This is what is broken when you get into the right dimension of theology. The right dimension of theology, you understand what the cosmos is, what you are. What is the macrocosmos, what is the microcosmos that man is. And then align this microcosmos with macrocosmos, grow in your comprehension and know how things happen. And then move with it, then you are not so much in pain. Otherwise you are very much in pain. You are in pain because of ignorance. You are in discomfort because of ignorance. You think you lose the body. It's not losing the body. It is given to you and hence it will be taken away in due course of time. You remain. All that you have has come to you and it will pass by. Everything that has come to you passes by. What remains with you is you and your knowledge. And your knowledge is truly your hand stick in the old age by which you keep on moving. And knowledge is eternal and knowledge is unlimited. So you too tend to be unlimited and then tend to be eternal. This is what our teachers have all been saying again and again and again and again. But somehow we are more stuck with the kindergarten of seeking but not aligning ourselves with the energy which we call divine. The divine is daily present to us in different forms. You see the sunrise, align with the sun. That's enough. Sun is the king of the solar system. There is no other object which is as shining and illumining as the sun. Can you show another object within the solar system which is as shining and illuminating as the sun ball? I don't relate to it. And the sun supplies life energy, the sun supplies awareness. Both. It supplies awareness, it supplies life. So relate to it and gain your life, gain your awareness. That's how you have to relate to sun. Not doing some kind of worship without knowing what it is. Likewise, there is Jupiter, another planet, which gives expansion of consciousness. You should know the quality of planets. You should know the quality of the solar system. You should know the quality of the clusters of solar systems, which we call Prajapatis or Patriarchs. We should know the quality of the Manvantaras. We should know the quality of time. These are the things you should know and relate. Now it is evening. So relate as you should relate to an evening. Don't try to make it a day. This is different from morning. Morning energies are different from evening energies. So if you know that, you can align and be in harmony. The whole problem for humanity is it does not know and does not align. Therefore it has its conflicts. It does not know, therefore it does not align. When it does not align, it is not, it cannot be in harmony. When the journey is in a particular way, you have to align with that journey. The day is journeying into the night is journeying into day. Align with it. Don't try to be awake by night and sleep by the day. Likewise, there are the phases of the moon where you can align with. As I said, today is the 13th ascending moon phase, which has a great significance for a true disciple because he is moving into greater light of the sun coming through the moon, which improves our etheric body. As we approach the full moon, the etheric bodies are strengthened, the bodies of light are strengthened, and when you have a strong etheric body, you are able to see great beings who are already existing in etheric forms. And as I said, the Lord Sanat Kumara is in the second ether of the self, meaning this Akasha is seen, the fifth ether, which is visible to us. Beyond the Akasha, there is the Mahadakasha, where you have the second ether, where you can visualize Sanat Kumara. That is possible for us. We don't have to limit our eyesight just to what the eyeball can see. You are seeing through the eye. If you develop insight and vision, you can see far and you can see subtle. So that is the purpose of Merry Life sessions that I wish to conduct every week from this week onwards to all the groups of the World Teacher Trust. It would be mostly a revision of all that has been taught over the last, say, 16 plus 20, 36 years in the West and then 40 years in the East. I have been teaching the Lord as energy, the Lord as a tenfold one, the Lord as time, Lord as cycles of time, Lord as Manvantaras, Lord as Rudras, Lord as Prajapatis, Lord as so many, Lord as word. The word descends every time when we speak. From higher circles, the word descends. It is called para state. When you perceive it, it is called pasyanti state. When you conceive it into a thought, it is the middle state or madhyama state. When you speak out, it is the expressed state or manifest state. In four states, the word manifests. We only see the manifest word, but that word has no basis unless there is the throat in you which gives the dimension of noise to the sound, the voice to the sound. There is the voice of silence before that. Before the thought moves through the throat, it does exist. Then it is in the state of voice, state of silence. From the throat it becomes an uttered word. Before the throat it was an uttered word as a thought. And before it was an uttered word, it carries a language. Each one speaks in his own language. It has the clothing of the language, which he perceives. Before it is perceived, it is there only. That's why the Bible says, in the beginning there was the word was with God, and the word was God. So God and word are one and the same, as it keeps on manifesting and expressing so many patterns. Help us to express, understand those patterns. When you make an expression, firstly, you have the vocal cords to make an expression. Secondly, you have exhalation that helps the expression. Without exhalation, you cannot express. You cannot express when you are inhaling, isn't it? And exhalation has support in inhalation. So the expressed voice has the support of exhalation. Exhalation is supported by inhalation. Exhalation and inhalation are supported by pulsation. Pulsation itself is supported by prana, and prana itself is supported by pranava. That's how it is said. When you utter om, it is from that word or that sacred sound which is happening in you, it is coming out in all these steps and moving out of you. This is what is given in scriptures as the descent of Ganges in the Puranas. Descent of Ganges is regularly happening through us. It is energy descent. Each time you speak, from nowhere a thought comes. An idea comes. That idea details into a thought. That thought takes to exhalation, picks up the support of the vocal cords, moves out and speaks through the tongue. And we have the support of the dentals to express well. So much is arranged for you to speak. Did you ever notice this? No. That's where we are ungrateful. We just keep on speaking, not knowing how many intelligences are built within to enable us to express a word. And only humans can make a meaningful expression. Gods don't have speech. Animals don't have speech. Man has speech. It's a great facility. And that has to be properly utilized. Unless you know these details, you don't keep on speaking all unnecessary things, all conflicting things, causing conflict within you and around you. So this is how knowledge is expressed in the world teacher trust, and God is seen as energy. And that energy can manifest anywhere, in any form, and it may carry a name, and we respect that name. This is the synthesis of world teacher trust. World teacher trust completely embraces God without form and God within form. That's the beauty. There are schools of thought who deny forms. There are schools of thought who say formlessness is unattainable. But in world teacher trust, who implicitly follow the teachings of the hierarchy, the synthesis is worked out. It is the energy through form. We respect the energy, we also expect the form. Respect the form. See, all these electrical instruments are the forms through which electricity is expressed. Without electricity, these forms mean nothing. Without these forms, you cannot experience electricity. So through the medium of form, you meet the essence of the form. That is where Master Jual Kohli in his teachings, through Madam Bailey, repeatedly says, as a student of yoga, or as a student of spirituality, or as a seeker of truth, learn to relate to the life aspect, but not only to the form aspect. Not only to the form aspect. When you see a tree, you see it, and after some time when you see the tree, it is already grown, isn't it? Did you see its growth? It's invisible. It has changed. When you see a child after 5 years, it has grown, isn't it? How did it grow? What is it that has caused growth? And after the growth is optimum, thereafter there is no growth. There is only change that keeps happening. So this dimension which is behind the form is what is called esoteric wisdom. It is called occult wisdom. Occult means not obviously seen. What is obvious, everyone can see. What is behind that which is obvious is what is intended to be seen. That's where the insight is required. That is where the seers have given the keys. The great initiate Pythagoras, he gave the key of color, sound and number. For the form, there is immediately preceding the form, there are the colors. It is the work of the colors that manifests a form in different states of colors. For example, when a leaf grows, it has a tender green color, but when it fully grows gradually, it takes to thick green, deep green. When it ripens, it takes to yellow color and then falls. So this color phenomena in the form. Likewise, in all that is in the form, there is a color velocity behind. And behind the color, there is the sound note. According to the sounds that you utter, యువర్ ఫామ్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ వైబ్రేటింగ్. సమ్ ఫార్మ్స్ వైబ్రేట్ అగ్రియబులీ, సమ్ ఫార్మ్స్ డూ నాట్ వైబ్రేట్ అగ్రియబులీ. వై? బికాస్ ది కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్స్ దట్ ది అట్టర్, ది హార్మోనీ దట్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెస్, ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, సమ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఎలివేట్ యూ, సమ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ విల్ కాజ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డిప్రెషన్ టు యూ, సమ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ కెన్ కాజ్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ టు యూ. డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ యూ మేక్, యువర్ సౌండ్ నోట్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ చేంజింగ్ యువర్ ఫామ్, విచ్ ఈజ్ అప్ టు యువర్ మైండ్. మైండ్, సెన్సెస్ అండ్ ఫామ్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ విచ్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ బాడీ ఇన్ అకల్ట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆల్సో మనస్, ఇంద్రియ అండ్ శరీర, దీస్ త్రీ టుగెదర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ బాడీ. ది ఇంపాక్ట్ ఆన్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సో యాజ్ మచ్ యూ గివ్ రైట్ సౌండ్ ఇంపాక్ట్, ఇట్ కీప్స్ ఆన్ చేంజింగ్, వైబ్రేటింగ్ అండ్ రేడియేట్. లైక్ వైజ్ ది కలర్స్. సో బిహైండ్ ది ఫామ్ దేర్ ఆర్ కలర్స్, బిహైండ్ ది కలర్స్ ది వెలాసిటీ ఆఫ్ కలర్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ ది వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సౌండ్, అండ్ బిహైండ్ ది సౌండ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ది పొటెన్సీ ఆఫ్ నంబర్స్. సో హీ గివ్స్ ఎ ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ కీ బై రిలేటింగ్ టు ది కలర్ డైమెన్షన్, సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ కలర్స్, సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్ అండ్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్స్ యూ గెయిన్ నాలెడ్జ్. ది వేదా గివ్ సిక్స్ కీస్ అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బి అప్లైడ్ అపాన్ యూ. యూ ఆర్ ది మాస్టర్ కీ విచ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ది సెవెంత్ క్లీ. ది వేదా స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటరెన్స్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శిక్ష, హౌ టు అట్టర్. నాట్ ఆల్ పీపుల్ నో హౌ టు అట్టర్. ఇట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ సైన్స్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పొయెటిక్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ కాల్డ్ ఛందస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సెకండ్ కీ. అండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎటిమలాజికల్ కీ టు ది వర్డ్స్, ఎటిమలాజికల్ కీ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది రూట్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ వర్డ్ బై విచ్ ది క్వాలిటీ విచ్ దట్ వర్డ్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ కమ్స్ అవుట్. ఎటిమలాజికల్ కీ కాల్ నిరుక్త, శిక్ష. అండ్ దెన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ కీ విచ్ ఐ మెన్షన్ వాజ్ ఛందస్. అండ్ దెన్ ది థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ నిరుక్త. అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ది ఫోర్త్ కీ విచ్ ఈజ్ ది మిడిల్ కీ అండ్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ కీ విచ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ జ్యోతిష, అస్ట్రాలజీ. అన్లెస్ యు నో వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్లానటరీ వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ టు యూ అండ్ హౌ ఆర్ యూ టు అలైన్ విత్ దెమ్, యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి కంప్లీట్. అంగానాం నయనం ప్రధానం, యోగాంగానాం జ్యోతిషం ప్రధానం, వేదాంగానాం జ్యోతిషం ప్రధానం. దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్, ఇఫ్ యూ విష్ టు నో విజ్డమ్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ కంప్లీట్నెస్, స్పిరిచువల్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ ఈజ్ ఎస్సెన్షియల్. వాట్ ఈజ్ ది ఐ అమాంగ్ ది ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ ఈజ్ టు విజ్డమ్. అంగానాం నయనం ప్రధానం, వేదాంగానాం జ్యోతిషం ప్రధానం. దట్స్ ది ఫోర్త్ కీ. ది ఫిఫ్త్ కీ ఈజ్ టైమ్ సైకిల్స్, విచ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ కల్ప. కల్ప టైమ్ సైకిల్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. దెర్ ఈజ్ వైల్డ్ ఇమాజినేషన్ అబౌట్ సో మెనీ యుగాస్ బై పీపుల్ హూ కీప్ ఆన్ స్పీకింగ్ ఇర్రెస్పాన్సిబుల్లీ. దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ప్రిడిక్టెడ్ ఎ డూమ్ ఇన్ 1999. దెర్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో పీపుల్ హూ ప్రిడిక్టెడ్ ఎ డూమ్ ఇన్ 2012. అండ్ నవ్ అగైన్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ యాక్టివ్ టు స్పెల్ డూమ్ బిట్వీన్ 2020 to 2025. డోంట్ లుక్ ఫర్ డూమ్, లుక్ ఫర్ బ్లూమ్. బికాస్ మ్యాన్ కెన్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ఎవ్రీ అండ్ హీ క్యాన్ బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్. సో దర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. నాట్ ట్రయింగ్ టు లుక్ ఫర్ అ కెలామిటీస్ ఫర్ అస్ట్రాలజీ. ఇట్స్ ఎ డైమెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇల్యూజన్, గ్లామర్ అండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. దట్స్ హౌ మెనీ థింక్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ వుడ్ హ్యాపన్ బిట్వీన్ 2020 to 2025. వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాపన్స్ రిలేట్ టు ఇట్ అండ్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ఇట్. వాట్స్ ద బిగ్ సంథింగ్ కమ్స్ రిలేట్ టు ఇట్ అండ్ హ్యావ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ టు ట్రాన్సెండ్ ఇట్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి. సో టైమ్ సైకిల్స్ ఈజ్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ కీ. ది సిక్స్త్ కీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ వ్యాకరణ, మీనింగ్ హౌ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్స్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ కెమిస్ట్రీ. ఆ ప్లస్ ఊ ఈజ్ ఓ. దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్. ఆ ప్లస్ ఊ ఇస్ ఓ. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ఓ? ఓం అన్నారు. ఆ ఊ మా. సో ది త్రీ సౌండ్స్ ఆ ఊ మా హ్యావ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ కెమిస్ట్రీ. ఆ హ్యాస్ డిఫరెంట్ కెమిస్ట్రీ. ఊ ఆ ఈజ్ ది ఒరిజినల్ అమంగ్ ఆల్ఫాబెట్స్. ఐ ఆమ్ ఆ సేస్ ది లార్డ్. ఆ ప్లస్ ఊ ఈజ్ ఓ. ఊ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్. ది సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఊ. దట్స్ వై విష్ణు ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉరు క్రమ ఉరు. అండ్ మా ఈజ్ మ్యాటర్. సో ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ అప్ టు ఫార్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్. సో ఫ్రమ్ ది ఒరిజినల్ బై ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ అప్ టు మ్యాటర్ యూ ఆర్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ వెన్ యూ సే ఓం. దట్స్ ది కెమిస్ట్రీ ఆఫ్ ఓం. లైక్ వైజ్ ఎవ్రీ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఎనర్జీ. ఆ ప్లస్ ఈజ్ ఏ. దట్స్ వ్యాకరణ. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ గ్రామర్. ది గ్రామాటికల్ కీ. దట్స్ ది సిక్స్త్ కీ. వెన్ యూ నో దీస్ సిక్స్ కీస్ అండ్ అప్లై దీస్ కీస్ అపాన్ యూ, యూ ఆర్ రివీల్డ్ టు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. యూ ఫైండ్ ది ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ యూ. యూ ఫైండ్ ది ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ యూ. యూ ఫైండ్ ది ఫోర్ వేదాస్ ఇన్ యూ. యూ ఫైండ్ ది ఫోర్ యుగాస్ ఇన్ యూ. ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది యూనివర్స్ కెన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ. వాట్ మోర్ డూ యూ వాంట్ టు రిజాయిస్? దిస్ హ్యాపెన్స్ త్రూ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది లా ఆఫ్ కరస్పాండెన్స్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ యాజ్ ఎ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ కరస్పాండెన్స్. మీనింగ్ రిలేటింగ్ ది మ్యాక్రో టు ది మైక్రో అండ్ దెన్ ఫైండింగ్ ది రైట్ అలైన్మెంట్ బై విచ్ యూ కాజ్ ది ఎక్స్పాన్షన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అండాండ పిండాండ సమ్యాస్ సమన్వయ. అండాండ మీనింగ్ ది ఎగ్ అండ్ ది కాస్మిక్ ఎగ్ సింక్రోనైజ్డ్. టుడే వీ యూజ్ ది వర్డ్ సింక్రోనైజేషన్. యూ సింక్ ఇట్. యూ సింక్ ఇట్. సింక్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది రైట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ బికాస్ సింక్ హ్యాజ్ అ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్. సింక్రోనైజేషన్ హ్యాజ్ అ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్. బెటర్ బి అటర్ ఫోర్ కంప్లీట్లీ. వై షుడ్ బి అబ్రివియర్ టు గివ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. టుడే ఇన్ అమెరికా దే కాల్ ఎ బ్రదర్ ఎ బ్రో. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఎ బ్రో? ఎ బ్రో కెన్ బి ఎ బ్రోకర్ ఆల్సో. వాట్ ఈజ్ బ్రో? వై కాంట్ యూ సే బ్రదర్? ఆర్ యూ ఎ బ్రదర్ ఆర్ ఎ బ్రోకర్? సో వై యూ సే బ్రో? బ్రో కెన్ సే బ్రదర్. డోంట్ సర్టన్ వర్డ్స్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్టార్టెడ్. టు సే గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ పీపుల్ సే జీఎం. వాట్ ఈజ్ జీఎం? ఇట్స్ ఆల్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ హౌ టు మేక్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో నాట్ నోయింగ్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కెమిస్ట్రీ వీ బ్రింగ్ అవుట్ బై సచ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్. సో వ్యాకరణ గివ్స్ అప్రాప్రియేట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్. అమంగ్ దోస్ హూమ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ మెట్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్, శ్రీభాష్యం అప్పలాచార్య స్వామి హ్యాస్ బీన్ ది బెస్ట్ ఇన్ మేకింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ గ్రామాటికల్లీ పర్ఫెక్ట్, విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఎక్సలెంట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ శిక్ష, మీనింగ్ ది సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటరెన్స్. ఇట్స్ అండ్ వెన్ హీ స్పీక్స్ హీ ఆల్సో యూజెస్ ఎటిమాలజికల్ కి. బట్ విత్ మాస్టరీకి హీ యూజెస్ ఎటిమాలజికల్ కి, హీ యూజ్డ్ ఎస్ట్రాలజికల్ కి, హీ యూజ్డ్ టైమ్ సైకిల్స్, హీ యూజ్డ్ గ్రామర్. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ గివ్ సో మచ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఎగ్జూబరెన్స్. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ పే సో మచ్ అటెన్షన్ టు ది సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటరెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శిక్ష. హీస్ టు స్పీక్ సెంటెన్సెస్ విచ్ క్యారీడ్ ఇంగ్లీష్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ తెలుగు వర్డ్స్. బట్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు అపలాచార్య, ఇఫ్ హీ స్పీక్స్ ఇన్ ఏ లాంగ్వేజ్ సేమ్ లాంగ్వేజ్ అండ్ దెన్ అప్రాప్రియేట్ వర్డ్స్, నాట్ టూ మెనీ వర్డ్స్, నాట్ టూ లిటిల్ వర్డ్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది సైన్సెస్ బై విచ్ యూ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు అలైన్ విత్ ది సరౌండింగ్స్. సో వితౌట్ నోయింగ్, వితౌట్ రిలేటింగ్ టు దెమ్, ఇఫ్ యూ వేగ్లీ రిలేట్ ఇమోషనలీ టు గాడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ బ్లైండ్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ ది అలాంగ్ విత్ ది బ్లైండ్ ఇన్ ఎ డార్క్ ఫారెస్ట్. బ్లైండ్ మూవింగ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ది బ్లైండ్ ఇన్ ఎ డార్క్ ఫారెస్ట్. అచ్చపు చీకటి పడి కదా. సో వీఆర్ ఇన్ దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ దెమ్సెల్స్ బ్లైండ్ అండ్ దే లీడ్ అదర్స్ ఇన్ టు బ్లైండ్నెస్ ఇన్ ఎ డార్క్ ప్లేస్. వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? సో దట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ది కేస్ వెన్ యూ రిలేట్ టు ది టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హైరార్కీ విచ్ డిమాండ్ యువర్ డైలీ ఇంప్రూవ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కాంప్రహెన్షన్. యు నో ది హైరార్కీ headed at the ultimate level by cosmic teacher whom we call Narada, the planetary lord is Sanat Kumara, and Maitreya is the teacher for this planet. There are grand teachers in Sirius, Pleiades and Great Bear, and then the greatest of all teachers is whom we call Narada, the cosmic mission. So our attitude, he is the one who gives all knowledge that you look for, provided you are hungry. If you don't have hunger for knowledge, knowledge cannot be gained. And that is what we wish to know. And then in the next class, I would like to let you know, where do we stand as human beings within our body, in what state of awareness, which is mostly mental and lower mental. So that is what I will relate to in the class to come, and we move on from there, because we should move from familiars to unfamiliars. That's the way. From familiar thing, move a bit into the unfamiliar thing and try to know that. Don't try to directly relate to something which is beyond, which is not comprehensible. If we speak of Vaikuntha, Kailasa or Satyaloka or the plains of the three lagos, they look like fiction. But if you give the next step, it is something tangible which is reachable. That's where in mind there are seven layers, and we are generally between the third and fourth layer. Third and fourth, there are fifth, sixth and seventh layers of mind which we have to ascend. Later to seven planes of buddhi, and then later seven planes of bliss, and then self-realization. This is how the whole program is, which can be accomplished by aligning vertically with the light and integrating horizontally with the surrounding life. That's the essence of the work of the World Chatras as I conceived over all these years, on account of an unsatiable thirst that I continue to have for knowledge. Thank you one and all, and I am glad that I have seen through this Zoom and the YouTube many groups, and I am glad to see Alicia from Olavaria, which is the southernmost group we have. I admire them. They constitute the southwest of the World Chatras. Southwest. So far, you know, every time she invites me, and I wish to go mentally, but physically it's so distant and such a huge travel, I ventured only to go only two times. So from there to Argentina north, all the groups I have seen here. I have seen the groups in Central America, North America, and also groups in Europe. Of course, I don't know if Guru Prasad and Bharat have also cared to show me the groups in India. They must also have been there. But now I have a clear understanding. When I speak to all the groups of the World Teachers Trust as I know, as they exist on the planet, right from New Zealand to all the way to South America. And New Zealand is nearer to South America the other way. So that's how we have students listening even in Taiwan and even in Singapore. Name anywhere, there are groups listening to this wisdom and reading the teachings that are coming. And I wish you all to progress in terms of your comprehension by aligning vertically through meditation, and by gaining comprehension through regular study, and then relating harmoniously through the surroundings through the means of service. This is essential: meditation, regular study, and then daily service. May that be so with all of us. Let us establish that ancient most triangle of meditation, study and service, and move on and be something in the scheme of the hierarchical teachings. And as I said, the hierarchy is the most ancient one that exists on the planet, commencing 18 million years ago. 18 million years ago, you can look to secret doctrine, you can look to teachings of Master Jwalkon, where he speaks of Sanat Kumara and Shamana. థ్యాంక్ యూ వన్ అండ్ ఆల్. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ ఏ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఓవర్కమ్ ది లిమిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ టూర్స్ అండ్ ట్రావెల్స్ అండ్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు కంటిన్యూ ది టీచింగ్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ ది మెయిన్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ టీచర్ ట్రస్ట్. నమస్కారం. హ్యావ్ ఎ నైస్ వీకెండ్. స్పెండ్ ఇట్ వెల్ ఇన్ ది మేనర్ దట్ యూ గెయిన్ ఎ లిటిల్ మోర్ కాంప్రిహెన్షన్. బాయ్.